follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, it is 8:06 on this Monday, July 13th, here in Atlanta, Georgia. Thanks to our partners at Oaklawn for sponsoring our summer of adventure. We fly back to Little Rock this afternoon. We'll have the show back in studio tomorrow. Then Roger and I will hop in our car with three Cliff Harris Award trophies, head on down to Cliff Harris's house and show there Wednesday morning, and then head over to the Star, the Dallas Cowboy headquarters, and present those Cliff Harris Award winners. What were we like?
And I'm not wearing a sport coat. I'm going to wear my jeans. I don't have to be in pictures.
Listen, you're representing the Little Rock Touchdown Club, young man. You will wear what you need to wear.
I'm a morning mate. I ain't wearing jeans.
Hey, you better put that collared shirt on.
I ain't done it.
Pants.
Well, we need some more collared buzz shirts. Yeah.
What was up?
I mean, morning man.
What were we talking? You go the first time where, because I do, oh, where I go, whoa. You said the first time I ever did it. It's somewhere over the weekend.
We talked about that.
Yeah, where was that that you said? That was the first time I went, whoa.
Wasn't that the, was that the Acre of Vickery thing?
Was that the first time I did it? I know
we
I did it there.
Say it somewhere else, didn't we? Where was it? Where did it start?
Oh, my God. Do we have that in the system, by the way?
The Acre of Vickery?
Christian, do you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I
yeah,
think
yeah,
that's
yeah.
One, of the, one of the lost ones. I found
it. Oh, no way.
No.
No.
No. It's got to be last week.
I'm sure Acre would hope that would be the case.
I was looking
If you just tuned in. Do you want to thank Steve Qualls for coming with us on this trip?
Man, it's been great. And thanks to Signal Media for putting this, helping us put this together and our passes yesterday, man.
You were in your element.
You guys got to see things that I've been telling you about, but you don't understand it till you see it.
Yeah.
You know, and the crowd interaction was one of the things because when we go to events at our arena or the football, football games or whatever, you know how strict everything is. And, you know, how many times were you within 2 feet of a driver.
Yeah, every one of them walked by. Obviously shook hands with all of them. And then it's crazy, Chris. Chris Kane joins us by Trader Bills. We'll play that open here in just a second. On Saturday, this driver, I don't know who he is, he walks up and introduces himself to Steve and Roger. Like, he's actually the NASCAR driver who wins the race Saturday night. His name is?
Justin Allgaier.
Yeah, and of course we found out he's one of the nicest guys on the tour, but he actually initiated, hey, guys, what's going on? I mean, most guys would be trying to get to their trailer.
Well, Steve pointed out, go ahead, you said that these guys are well aware of how important everybody that's in the pit area is somebody, or they paid good money to be
NASCAR
there.
NASCAR does not exist without the fan. And that's where these stick and ball sports are missing it. You saw how everybody interacted with everybody. I mean, like you say, it's a festival. Yesterday, it was a festival.
And here's the other part. Again, to give any flowers or whatever grace to the stick and ball sports, it's a different intensity. It's a different whatever, maybe a mindset. I don't know. But you've got to be pretty courageous to go 200 miles an hour and possibly kill yourself when you're doing those things. But the other part of it is, when we have access like we did, or you can purchase that in VIP and whatever you want to do, and you get out there on the track, and I'm running around doing help me Oprah Winfrey, help me Tom Cruise, like Ricky Bobby did, because that's how it did. We're actually also writing names and messages on the checkered part of the finish line. We're able to do that.
Yeah, Chris, it's they're finding ways. They know that's important for that sport.
Dude.
Is their comm people and their promotion people work that in? That, to me, that was another fascinating thing to me, Chris. We cover sports. That's the first time I've covered that as a media member. You know, you go to the track, you sit up in the stands, but we got to see behind the scenes, go in the media room, go up in the press box, and see. I had to because Roger and Steve, you weren't aware. You got to be a little bit more quieter, and you can't say as much stuff as you would normally say when you're having fun.
But even up there is way more lax than what it would have been at an SEC deal.
You talking about in the media?
Roger was singing.
When I was singing Broken Heartsville.
Yeah, I say, watch Roger.
And Baz is looking at me going, I can't hear myself.
And Baz,
I'm just singing.
I would have loved to have had a heart rate monitor on Baz because he didn't even realize how excited he was getting. When they would come back to green and they're up on top of each other, he's like,
they're going to wreck. They're going
to
wreck.
You know, it's to see that in person. It's really. Although I will say, NASCAR has fallen off from where they were back in the 2000s, and they're trying to get people back. And you know, you're never going to beat in football. You know, football is the king, and we're not. Listen, we're only a week away from SEC Media Days.
Oh my God! Yeah, listen. Yeah, when we get back in midweek, I will do. We'll get back. What time we get back? Wednesday.
Probably 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock that night. So
then I'll do trivia in Mainline on Thursday. You'll be leaving.
I go to Tampa on Saturday.
On Saturday, okay.
Let's hit Chris's open and welcome officially Trader Bills.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock, and get out on the water.
I've seen a lot of Chris on the water and the Trader Bill boats.
Yes,
doing the drone footage commercials there, Chris.
Oh yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. Our friends over at the Flyover Agency do those commercials for Trader Bills. I will say it's a little intimidating when that drone is hovering right over your face to get that shot before it flies off. You may notice I flinch a little bit. Because it was windy out there that day, and it got a little too close. But no, that it is so much fun being out on those Godfrey pontoon boats that they have at Trader Bills. They are second to none, and you can customize them at either location.
I think we need some great surf boats at Trader Bills.
Yeah, they do. The Tigers.
We were talking about Roger having multiple, and I've got multiple endorsements too. Chris Kane, we need to probably people are probably wondering. You're the president of your own company, right? Delta Solar.
Yes,
and then you're a spokesperson for Reliance Bank,
yes.
And are you a spokesperson for Trader Bills? Would you call that?
No, with Trader Bills, the relationship is right here at the Buzz, really, and then it extends to the water just to be, you know, to fully.
What's your go-to thing, Chris, every day? What
Delta
can you
Solar.
Not live?
Delta
no.
Solar.
Oh, you're talking about you for,
Yeah, besides that, what's your go-to thing? Like, what do you have to have every day? What's a part of your life every day besides your work?
Coffee?
Sparkling water?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And again, Kirkland coffee, Kirkland sparkling water.
He mentioned Kirkland. I've never heard of Kirkland.
Here's a good value, one. It's the store brand.
I like buying in bulk, 36 cents an ounce, you know.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Like, technology's so cool, you know. We're this just far reaching. It overwhelms me what this station does. But, like, in the Pacific Northwest this morning, one of our great friends, Kim, you know, I asked her, hey, what she's listening and tuned in. And I said, what's yours? Hers is Frito-Lays and ice sparkling water.
So Frito-Lays, she's so cool for
she loves
the
chips.
Roger's got me hooked on
Ritz crackers.
Yeah. I did the pimento cheese recipe from Terry Bradshaw's book, and it had that pimento cheese and these Ritz,
that would
man.
Be awesome.
Ritz are great. They're not too terrible, but
Couple things too. Again, at 7:30, we're going to play the message that Justin Moore shared on stage Friday night. To everybody, and hopefully he'll be on the show tomorrow, and he can also talk about it as well, but basically say why he's been gone for a month. So we'll play that around 7:30, so just wanted to share that. Roger, we mentioned it's Harrison Ford's birthday. He's 84. And there was one other I wanted to mention, too, one other birthday. Oh, Michael Spinks. So you guys remember Michael Spinks?
The boxer.
Sure. Yeah, I've forgotten that both Michael Spinks and his brother, Leon Spinks, both won gold medals. Name the year, Roger.
1989.
Come on, man. Think about it.
I just did.
No, 1989. No, come on. 1976. It was a year.
Oh, Spinks?
It was, yeah. It
okay,
was,
no,
it
no,
was,
listen,
it,
I'm
it,
sorry.
It, it's okay, it was a year.
Listen, I'm still on Atlanta time. See, in Atlanta, it's the 90s. You know, you're talking about, see, it's two decades early in Arkansas.
And who else was in that 76 group? I'm giving you a chance for redemption, Trivia King.
In 76, Ali?
No.
What are you talking about?
You really
no, what are you talking about?
Gold medal. Nope.
Who's the swimmer?
Sugar Ray.
Oh. I'm talking about boxer.
Oh,
are you talking
Sugar
about
Ray.
The...
Sugar Ray, yes.
Yeah.
Who got that?
You had all those. You had the,
good job.
You had the Hagglers and the Marvin.
No, talking about the Olympics.
Yeah, man.
We were singing on the Bicentennial album.
I remember that group. We dominated in boxing. And I forgot about these two guys being being brothers and winning gold medals. And Roger, who is the who did he
Leon.
No, who did Michael lose to? This is for
Michael Spinks lose to
in one of the most high profile. And there's reason that it was high profile because how fast it was over with.
Oh, that was Michael Tyson.
Yeah.
That was Pitbull.
Do you remember how long it was? How long the fight was?
27 seconds.
It was 91 seconds.
Damn it!
91 seconds back in 1988. So,
remember that was in the...
See, that's why I went... That's why I went 89. Because it was 88. I didn't hear the Olympics thing. But I'm telling you, I'm just being honest. I mean, you don't even let me be honest. That's why I have to lie to you.
That was when pay-per-view really got... That was a pay-per-view fight, wasn't it?
I can't remember. All I know is it was really – he was too thin to – I mean, he seemed like he was too lightweight to be boxing Tyson. And it was – I mean, everybody thought, well, maybe he could challenge him because he was a gold medalist and all that, but Tyson destroyed him pretty quickly. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Also, a really nice article on Todd Yacobian this weekend in the high-profile section. He said this online. He said – I thought this was interesting. His biggest pet peeve – people who put beans in chili and call it chili. If you put cheese on a burger, it's no longer a hamburger. It's a cheeseburger. If you put beans in chili, it's chili with beans. Now we're all on the same page, right? Like, wow. I never, that's just something I didn't think of.
I don't want my chili without beans.
I never thought. I
thought it was chili no matter what. Yeah,
I did too. Well, what we've just found out is that Yacobin's a psycho.
If you don't put beans in it, it's spaghetti sauce, isn't it?
Yeah. Chris, what is your response to that?
He's been on this crusade for years. He used to sit there and complain about it on and off camera in the studio all the time. I mean, this is something that he has taken his flag and staked it. Yeah. And he's never coming down from it. Yeah.
So his sponsor would be mental health.
What's that, Christian?
I was going to say, I've always known this was a debate, whether you put beans in chili or not, but we got to find a better name than chili with beans because it's not going to stick.
No. All right, so here's the deal. So if you don't put noodles in your spaghetti, you have chili?
Exactly. Basically. And some people put beans in their chili, but they grind them up.
Cincinnati. Spaghetti or something is chili with noodles.
I don't know.
Okay,
I never heard. That was called chili mac.
That's exactly right.
One of the things interesting, Roger, about us going down the Dallas this week is that you got France versus Spain in the World Cup Tuesday at 2, mm-hmm. and then Wednesday at 2 you got England versus Argentina, which is the biggie. That's Messi, and so one of the things they've told us, we're going to do some photos because we've got to get done by like 1:15 because the soccer people are coming to watch. Of course, you know that they're playing that one tomorrow at AT&T Stadium, right? France versus Spain.
I do not know the location.
Wow, I'm sorry. I thought we could go. I thought you were a soccer guy.
So they're playing. They're playing in Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah, they're playing at Jerry's World.
Yes.
So I would imagine that place will be full. I guess. I don't know how many Frenchies and Spaniards have come.
It'll probably fill up.
No telling what the ticket price is.
It's absurd.
We didn't find out the ticket prices for the NASCAR. Now I did find out some of them were pretty expensive. But I wonder what the general admission tickets.
Are you telling me those general admission tickets were $500?
No, on the finish line they were $300-$400 a ticket.
You don't go on a cruise.
Tickets probably $40. Up.
Yeah, not bad. Probably they said they're supposed to be sold out. Probably had 85,000, 100,000 people.
Yeah,
we mentioned the Arkansas Razorbacks. Chris had a banner day in the draft. It makes you wonder, should we have done better? Should we have been in the World Series if you've got a record draft day or draft weekend?
Baseball's so random. I mean, even with all this talent, 12 draft picks, program record, that's great. It's still... I don't know if you could say you should always expect to be better. Yes, because the Razorback baseball program is an elite program, so you should always expect that. But 12 draft picks.
One of our first round draft picks didn't play this year. So
there you go. So and it's just a random sport. It's not a sport that you can point to. Oh, you have all the talents, you should win every time.
Listen to these stats. Talk about Helfrich, the catcher, became Arkansas's first catcher drafted in the first round. Wiggins, a right-handed sophomore, and Dietz, left-handed junior, also helped the Razorbacks make history as the first college program to have multiple first-round pitchers in consecutive years. And then it goes on to say five Arkansas pitchers have been selected in the first round since 2024. I think only Rice and Florida have had that many first-round pitchers during a three-year period. Arkansas became the 11th college program to have pitchers taken the first round of three consecutive drafts, the first since Vanderbilt in 2014 to 2017. So, again, and second baseman, went blank on our man.
Our guy.
Okay, yeah, Kevin Kojal went in the third round to, we said that earlier, the Mariners. So we'll try to get him on the show. I don't know what his potential is. I don't know if, he certainly had a great year this past year.
He's getting married.
He is. What do you think about his chances from a pro perspective, Chris, or Chris, either one?
I mean, I don't have enough.
Baseball is such a crapshoot. I have no clue.
And it's so much potential is being drafted on.
It's like you draft these guys and you don't see them for 4 years. It's like, who knows?
Yeah, they get buried.
According to Jim Callis of MajorLeagueBaseball.com, he said he's talking about Helfrich, though. Helfrich is the best defensive catcher in the draft. He's 6'1", 210. So, I mean, he's a guy that – where did he end up going to, by the way? Which team did he go to?
He went to
– see, I don't have that in front.
I can find
it. We can find that out. Hey, also, too, don't forget
– Diamondbacks.
While you're finding that.
Okay.
And also, speaking of Diamondbacks, I wanted to mention UA Little Rock – Brandon Westmoreland selected by the Diamondbacks in the 14th round. So,
oh, very nice.
The Trojans had a great season going to the Super Regional, and they had a draft pick as well.
I didn't realize they had so many darn rounds. I guess there's just so many players you got
to
draft.
Less than there used to be.
I think that's what makes
it. Did they really?
Yeah, that's what makes this so impressive is it used to be 40 rounds, right?
Like Schmoltz was like a 42nd rounder or something.
Yeah, so now it's down to, what was it, 20 again? Like last year?
Something like that.
Yeah, so now you've got that many draft picks with less opportunities to be drafted, which is really impressive.
Speaking of impressive, last night we were watching Tyler Reddick. Tyler Reddick was the guy who drives for Jordan and Denny Hamlin.
Right.
And so he won like five races in a row at the beginning of the year. So he starts off like 36th or something.
31st.
And he through the first, what do they call it, the first segment?
First stage.
Every lap he's passing somebody. He's passing somebody. Just slowly but surely. And he ends up, the last lap, having a chance to win that particular one.
Yeah, finished second.
Yeah, I mean, it was really sort of cool to see how fast those cars. I mean, if you've got the best car, you can see it because it's taking out all the other cars.
Toyota's never, they are not qualifying very well, and he had a horrible qualifying. And the same thing happened with Christopher Bell. He qualified 16th, he finished second in the race, so.
The guys are mad. The pit crew are massive dudes.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that, too. So all those guys are making, we found $150,000 to $300,000, Chris. Yeah. I mean, they were making big. And then we saw them warming up. Yeah. I mean, they were like they were getting ready for a football game. Yeah, doing stretches. And then they were going through the motions of what they would do. So, this is exactly what happens. And the other thing we thought was interesting, I know Roger doesn't see color.
I don't.
You saw a makeup of these guys in the pits that were, what,
I would say
30%, 40% black?
Just for sake of argument, I would say less than half of 1% of the crowd were black Americans. In the pit area and all that, I would say 25% are there. And I don't think it's got anything to do with Bubba Wallace. I think just and you go, because of the stereotypes is what I'm looking at.
Right.
Just looking at the stereotypes, and because we think all NASCAR guys are rednecks and MAGA, but you don't see that when you look at that. And they are massive dudes. They are massive. White or black, it doesn't matter. In that period. So it's just one of those things. I wonder, what is that percentage?
They're all going around shopping for players, just like the draft for NFL. They're shopping. They're looking at these D1, D2 kids and going, hey, you may not make it in football, but you can come over to NASCAR.
There were some good looking. White or black. Talking about these guys were bowed up in there. Yeah.
Well, the other part that I noticed was that more of them are a little taller than they are on the radio. Drivers, I thought most of them were our size here, 5'7". Yeah. Today's Spud Webb's birthday.
Yeah,
and it says he won a slam dunk contest.
And me and Roger mad.
Because it says despite, he won a slam dunk contest in spite of only being 5'7". Well, that's huge. That's huge. You jackasses. Sorry, Samantha. See some of these drivers. Yeah, a lot of them are little.
Well,
but
SBG is like 6'5". Josevar is probably 6'1", 6'2".
Kevlar is. Logano is.
Logano.
That,
right? Yeah,
here's another thing that was interesting, Chris and Christian. When they do the introductions of all these drivers, they come out of this little car. I mean, not car, like a semi-truck.
It's a mobile trailer.
But they've got it hyped up like WWE. Lights are flashing, and I'm telling you, either the fans, it's one of three reactions. Either they don't care, they don't do anything, or they boo you. I mean, I could not believe that. One of them was Bubba Wallace. Who was the other?
Logano.
But then it came to Josevar
and Chase Elliott.
I'm telling you, the place went crazy. And, Chris, every time they would come around, if they were making progress.
When Josevar took the lead, man, the crowds went wild.
And seeing him. And then you gave me an interesting fact on the race last night with Bubba Wallace. He got booed because a lot of people think he's I don't know who else you might put him in there to, lying about dropping down below the yellow line, advancing, getting in an advanced position. Instead of staying in fourth, he gets into seventh. When they look at it, they go, all right, dude, you're back to 29th now, so you lose those points.
You said he's arrogant, too. That's the word.
I didn't say it. You watched it yesterday.
Well, athletes can be.
And hey, look, he's an elite dude. The guy can drive.
Now he's driving for Jordan.
The guy's got great talent. He just needs he needs to just figure out. But he's figured it out. You either love him or hate him, but the guy can drive.
Colonel Parker had two buttons that he sold at Elvis concerts.
Oh, that's
I love
right.
Elvis,
that's
and
right.
I hate Elvis.
That's right. Right.
And you got to have all these characters. That's the thing. David, describe, you said something Saturday when we were there, when we were in the clubhouse, and you looked out there, and you made a great statement about how all your whole sport.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. You think about it, Chris and Christian. The entire sport is all together right there. In other words, it's like taking all the American League and the National League and going, I'm going to put you in the same field and you're going to play for the next 6 hours, or put all the football teams together. I mean, every driver, every team, you know, they all come together and sitting on top of each other for the weekend, basically.
Yeah, and the difference, too, is like in the ball and stick sports, whatever Roger
stick
calls
and ball.
Stick and ball. He's patenting that. Your rivalry, you play once, twice, baseball, maybe six or seven, whatever. Your rivalry in auto sports,
every week.
You're competing against your rivalry every week for in the Cup Series, 36 weeks.
Cowboys aren't playing the Giants or the Skins except twice a year.
They're not playing the Eagles every week.
Christian, you were going to say something? Or
I was
Chris,
say with NASCAR, you know, you have the big events. And then you have the smaller events that you go to. Do you see some of the bigger names? Like, do they have do they have to do every single event, or do they have some like scheduled misses in there?
No, the main drivers are they're going to be in the race every week in the Cup Series. But now the Cup Series guys, NASCAR has allowed them to step down. I believe it's 9 races a year that they can step down. They can either run the O'Reilly Series. Josevar loves running the Truck Series. But now these same guys and some of these elite drivers that you're seeing run up front, Larson's, Christopher Bell, now Josevar, Briscoe. There's a lot of these drivers that midweek they're going and they're running sprint cars, or Josevar's running late models.
Which is interesting to me.
Yeah, which you know, you take Larson, he's running. I think he's running No Limit or Outlaw. I can't remember which one, but he may race. He may go qualify Friday afternoon, and then he goes and races his sprint car Friday night, and then he's back at the track Saturday to run.
I know.
And so,
right.
I mean. Larson is probably – he's doing it more than anybody. He's getting more seat time in different facets.
Did you hear that?
Seat
more seat time.
Yeah.
Well, I got
– write that down, Ryan.
That collected time, and doored.
and also, what was the let off the gas?
Lifted.
As we go to break, someone says, come on, Baz, where's Steve's Open? We're getting ready. We got Steve for 4 hours today.
Hey, think about that question. Who's your main sponsor? What's the thing that you have to have every day? Who's your sponsor? We're enjoying that on Live Fan Feedback.
Someone says here, chili with beans is 10 times better. It's not even close. Somebody said bean chili. Somebody said your next bucket race should be at a top fuel drag race at one of the
and we talked about that.
Somebody says sport coat in July is one of the dumbest things ever. Don't be that guy. This we're talking about going to a nice event. You're going to it's not going outside. It's going inside.
It's
a sport coat. Your inside's a nice event. It's not being outside. Somebody said you left out the great Paul Revere.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. All right,
we can't cover everything.
That's right. When we come back, we'll play the clip from Justin Moore and what he had to say this weekend to all his fans, and we'll get him to tell us even more so when he hopefully be on the show tomorrow. Don't go away. We're live from Atlanta, Georgia. NASCAR, baby, that's what we are. We're NASCAR folks now.
We're a chameleon.
Don't go away.
Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Taylor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
This is SportsCenter.
This weekend in the MLB draft, three Razorbacks went in the first round more than any other school. Ryder Helfrich was the first off the board at 15th overall to the Diamondbacks. Carson Wiggins, who pitched just 14 innings in college, none this year, went 26th overall to the Mets. Then Hunter Deese went 35th overall to the Yankees. Gabe Gackel went 73rd overall to the Athletics. Then Camden Kozel was selected 87th overall in the third round by the Marlins. Overall, 12 Razorbacks were taken, the most in program history. It was the second most by a school this year, following Georgia, who at 13. And the first half of the Major League Baseball season is wrapped up. The Home Run Derby will be tonight at 7 o'clock on Netflix. The participants are Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies, Jordan Walker of the Cardinals, the Rays Junior Caminero, the Red Sox Wilson Contreras, Ben Rice of the Yankees, Jack Caglione of the Royals, and Munetaka Murakami of the White Sox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
With KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Seasonal weather in the forecast today will warm up with a high around 90 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Should be a beautiful Monday afternoon. Most of today will be dry, but about a 10% chance for a pop-up shower in the forecast today. You're going to have a better rain chance in the forecast coming up as we move towards the middle of this week. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Friday on Out of Bounds, we're going to talk Razorback football and Razorback basketball, of course. But we'll also hit on a big Nike EYBL tournament in Las Vegas. We'll head live to Vegas. Also, we got Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen joining us to talk about all the promos they have this weekend. And Brian Edwards, VegasInsider.com, talking college football. All that and a whole lot more coming up Friday on Out of Bounds.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet, not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports deliver. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Are you still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
All right, it is 8:35 on this Monday, July 13th. That's Justin Moore right there. We'll play his clip here in just a minute of what he had to say this weekend. We're here in Atlanta thanks to Oaklawn for sponsoring our Summer of Adventures. Still got some more things to do. This week, Roger, we go to Dallas to visit with Cliff Harris at his home and then present the Cliff Harris Award trophies at the Star, Dallas Cowboy headquarters. And then following weekend, Chris, I go to one of your old stomping grounds, state of Florida, but down in the Tampa area. Bill Vickery will be down there, Roger. I'll do the show with him on Sunday. And then he's going to stop by and be a part of our shows, of course, with Randy and Trey Schaap. So that's coming up. And then,
Schaapper.
Yeah. We talked about doing some other things, Chris. We talked about doing floating the buffalo, which I have not done before. Yeah. We're going with the Hatchers on a fun trip, a special group he takes during the summer. So going down to Florida again for that. So a lot of activities. When does the NFL camp start? When are those?
Two weeks, maybe? Yeah.
I think we're within a couple of weeks. Yeah. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Chris, do you have anything you have planned for the rest of your summer other than do all your endorsements and do your commercials?
I'm heading north instead of south. So not heading to the beach. We're going to Minnesota with family and then and Canada with family. So we're headed up where hopefully it's going to be a high of 65 or 70 and get out of this heat wave that we're currently in right now. Take a family vacation.
Boys, did you think it was hot here in Atlanta?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I was wearing long pants.
On that asphalt, but yes, it was hot.
Yeah, and we had collared shirts on and pants.
You looked very
Listen, clothing.
You were in Club One. Thank you very much, Club One.
And we looked good there. We fit right in.
All right, so you guys know that Justin has been gone for a while. He came out and said that, hey, I need to take care of my health. I didn't have a lot of details. A lot of you reached out to us to ask what the scoop was, and we just said, hey, just let him come back, and he can tell you what he's been going through. And he did Friday night to his first concert group. I think it was in Illinois. And we'll have him back on tomorrow, but we just wanted to let you hear what he had to say. This is the first thing that he said about it, and it was quoted in a lot of magazines this weekend. So go ahead, Christian, hit that.
It says, to whom much is given, much is required. And God has given me so much between my wife and our four awesome kids and my family, a career like this. And so I'm trying from this point forward to use my platform even further than I ever have. So I know some of you probably seen, I know there's a sign over here that said, welcome back, that we've been off a while. And there was a lot of speculation, but my drinking got out of control. And so I'll say that to bring us down. We're still going to do drinking songs, don't get me wrong. But I let down my band and my crew, and most importantly, God, my family. I got a really good buddy who went through this as well. And he always says, and you may know who I'm talking about by what I say, but he always says that he's allergic to booze because he breaks out in handcuffs. Fortunately, I didn't do that. I just became a complete dumbass. I just got out of rehab for 30 days. This is my 31st day sober. Thank you. And I'm gonna try to help as many people from this point forward till my last days on earth.
Well, you know, Roger, that's, you know, as we talked about earlier, it's never easy to come out and admit when you're a proud guy like Justin or we are, when you got to admit, you got 14 number one hits, but you got to admit you can't do something by yourself.
Absolutely.
And to make the acknowledgement, well, and to go away from his, yeah, go away from his family for 30 days. And you've been there, done that, Roger. You've been in that
territory. Been there and done that. Yeah. And if he's doing anything else, he's thanking God for the many blessings that he's had. And he's included in that his wife, who has stuck, yeah, by him 100%.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and what Justin needs here, he has been an ass. He just has, and alcohol does that.
Yeah.
Alcohol makes you do that, and I'm not done. And, you know, he could change. Now, the one thing about me that Samantha said, I just thought you were a jackass, and it was because of the drugs and alcohol. You are just a drug. You know, even 19 years into sobriety, you're just a jackass. So I get it. So that's who I was. I just accentuated my jackassness.
Yeah, yeah.
But Justin has been that, and now he's going to be different, and now his kids are going to see something different. Doesn't need to overcompensate or anything,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
that. Just knows that, you know, that he's got a tremendous platform.
You got to trust the system.
I had a platform here. He's going to reach more,
yeah, boy,
with,
yeah,
everything,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
he can.
Right.
And think about how many people, Roger, you've helped. And the thing is you really don't know how many people you've helped.
Right.
There are a lot of people,
sure,
that listen to Roger Scott and they go, you know, I can do it.
Well, and those people help
me. And you, yeah, motivate
them.
Yeah.
And they help me by you know, okay, I got to stay sober.
Yeah, I think it makes the point, like Roger was saying, you know, Justin has, you know, just say he's got 3 million, 4 million,
yeah,
people following him.
Yeah.
And then every concert he goes to. Now, he's not going to bring this up every
time. Or is he going to be alcohol drinking right,
that's
there,
right,
as he's going on?
But the fact is, Roger has a platform here,
yeah,
in this state. Justin will have,
yeah,
a platform nationally. And I think it's great because you put it out there now. You put it out there,
yeah,
and everybody knows. Now, you know,
and that helps you too, because now you're being,
yeah,
held accountable.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say too.
Yeah, yeah.
You put it out there now. Everybody's watching. And Chris, I was saying,
and you can fall, and it's okay.
That's right.
I mean, it happened to Tommy. We saw what happened.
I was going to say, you've got young kids, Chris, and we were just saying, what's different than Tommy? Because this morning show, we've been through this with Tommy. Tommy was in a different place. Tommy was older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was in his 60s.
But he had to go back to rehab twice.
Twice. He did.
That's
he
right.
did.
So it happens.
And so, and, you know, his kids were grown up. And so, not that it makes it, but he just,
no,
it's different. He's got,
yeah,
you know, Justin's got four young kids. He's in his 40s.
Yeah.
And so, I think, too, you know, that's an extra incentive that Tommy didn't even have.
Yeah.
You got four little kids,
well,
that are watching.
He's so involved, too, in the youth of his,
yeah,
community.
Yeah, that's right. That's
that,
right.
That, you know, he's got a great platform. For him, and he can be a great leader.
Oh yeah,
be a great.
Yeah.
The you know, ultimately, you're a role model.
Yeah, and the other thing, he's still going to be exposed. You know, you're still getting on that bus. You're still being around.
A lot of downtime. A lot,
yeah,
of,
yeah,
like we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
You got to find a hobby.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, I'm proud that he did, because we didn't know. I didn't know if he was going to try to keep this,
yeah,
quiet and just get through it and be better because of. But obviously, it was. We knew it was. It was affecting. Listen, you could even hear it on our show sometimes. You could hear it affecting him on our show. And so,
yeah, he'll start admitting. There may be a chance that he starts admitting that this is what caused this. You know, I'm not saying did that contribute to his gout? Did that contribute to his hiccups? Did that contribute to whatever,
yeah,
else he's got?
Yeah.
And it can. Listen, when I was using, I never had allergies, you know. Now that I don't, you know, I have allergies, you know, when I'm out there doing some of those things.
Is that so right? That cocaine actually can.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but I appreciate you saying
that. thanks for teeing it up.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Well, I just didn't know that cocaine could eliminate allergies.
Well, I didn't say it did.
Okay.
I just didn't.
We don't recommend that.
It does not. It does not do that. I don't recommend that at all. I don't want to see my face. You know what? I don't want that to be my hood sponsor, Tony Montana.
Chris, I'll give you a chance to respond if you want to this discussion.
Oh, no. I just think, obviously, what Justin did is commendable, to use his platform to come out and say, hey, look, this is what I've been struggling with. And I'm going to take every opportunity moving forward. He kind of used one of his lines, right? To my last day. Like,
yeah,
one of
I
his,
heard that, yeah.
I appreciated that and saying, hey, I'm going to use this opportunity to my last day to help others,
yeah,
who are going through the same situation. So, you know, I think everybody loves praying for him this whole time that he's been absent.
Sure.
Looking forward to hearing from him tomorrow. And, man, he's got such a bright future ahead still in the industry and here with you guys on The Buzz.
And I'd like to say good morning to my children. My daughter right now especially is listening, and she just sends me a text right after Baz's comment. OMG, dead. Thank you very much.
What? You know what? We're honest on this show. We cut to the chase, don't we?
We're making you watch this hand so you don't see what this one's doing.
Someone says, let's hit a couple of messages when we go to break. Didn't know Coke was an antihistamine.
That's it. Just I didn't realize cocaine eliminated allergies.
Somebody says Darren McFadden had the same issue.
He did.
That's a great point. Someone says here, JM, I'm proud of you. Thankful for you and your courage. We love and support you.
Again, hats off. You know, and again, keep apologizing to your wife.
Hey, that's the deal right there. Yeah. You take Sam, Kate.
You bet.
They went through things that people never know, and they're hanging in there.
We're thinking of you too, Jessica.
Someone says,
"Yeah, that, Jessica."
Well, no, here it is.
Well,
let me finish. Now all we need is for Bass to go to rehab for eating in bed.
It's a thing. We saw him here.
Yeah.
Someone says, "God bless him. A man will admit his mistakes." Well, I'm proud of Justin. Praise the Lord. Frito, what is it? Chili with bean, chili, what is it?
Frito pie?
Is that
a walking taco.
That is good stuff, boy.
All right, 661-1037. Big love to Justin Moore from Clarksville, Mississippi. Go Hogs.
Amen.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661, somebody says, my allergies have been killing me all summer long.
Outstanding. Thanks, Outstanding. Wendy. And this goes out to you, Justin Moore.
What an asset you are to our show.
I'm just trying to earn my ET back after yesterday.
Fine, the new asset, Steve Qualls. That's our man. All right. Yeah. Do not go away. We'll be back live from Atlanta, Georgia.
What song are you playing?
Oh, Johnny Cash? Just cocaine?
Cocaine blues.
Thank you,
Christian.
Just
when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Good job, Christian. Don't go away. 845. Bow.
Yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shut her down.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep in the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same: the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today.
BR McGinty, yeah.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to three garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
Southern Bank presents Family Feud on 103.7 The Buzz. Tune in to Morning Mayhem Tuesday mornings for your chance to play with Justin Moore, David, and Roger. Family Feud on Morning Mayhem. Visit BankWithSouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service.
Clint Sterner here for Low T Center, y'all, and it's time to celebrate. This July is America's 250th birthday, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with their own 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the fellas out there who start testosterone therapy and stay on it for 90 days, they're going to put $250 back in your pocket, huh? I'm telling you, Low T Center, it's where you win. Our founding fathers recognized that to change our circumstances, we must be free. And 250 years later, you have that freedom. So if you're over 40 with low energy, low sex drive, and not feeling like yourself, you don't have to stay that way, man. Low T Center's where it's at. Come celebrate 250 years of America with a Low T Center 250 for 250 deal. Because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating, dang it. Offer ends July the 31st. Go to fixmylowt.com right now for that free tea test. That's fixmylowt.com. Y'all get there, make it happen. Let's celebrate. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296 for work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
When the world's biggest tournament is hosted on our turf, you got to do it big. And Twin Peaks is built for big games. Stay refreshed for the full 90 minutes with ice-cold 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra and the iconic handcrafted spicy margarita made with Casamigos. Pair all of that with hand-tossed wings and seared-to-order burgers. Every second is packed with the world's most scenic views. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the Basketball Insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics. Locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
Chris is coming back hard. He's coming back hard.
A little cocaine there.
I can't.
661-1037.
Is that the great theme to today? Is that now the theme that has been set?
Well, this went off the rails.
NASCAR, NASCAR, booze, cocaine. Great to have Chris Kane in here, brought to you by Trader Bills. We'll have Bill Vickery. I think Bill's up in, where was he at?
Lexington.
Somewhere out of town. Lexington, yeah. Great to have Steve Qualls here, brought to you by Design Labs. We want to thank Steve for all the shirts and hats and all the things you've done for Morning Mayhem. We're coming up on 1,037.
We're real
shirts.
Close.
We're going to do that here in the next few weeks and give away those last five to get to 1037. But yeah, you've been doing that so much and do a great job.
Thank you very much.
If you want to trust in somebody to get you any kind of signage, logo stuff, hats, mugs,
table covers, tents.
You might not even think about it, but if you're going on a family reunion, if you're taking a big group on a cruise, see about getting some shirts.
Or your corporate work. I mean, if you're branding something and you're giving it away, we can do it for you.
What about bells? Hold on.
Bells.
We're working on that.
Thank you, sir.
I'm working on some new cocaine packaging, apparently.
Where can people find you? How can they find you?
You can find us at designlablra.com. I'm trying to earn back my ET right now from yesterday because it was pointed out real clear that I'm only 95% correct.
Chris, I told him that the people are listening, and they called him out on one thing that he got wrong the other day on the Charger versus Challenger.
Yeah, and I misspoke, and I was wrong.
Well, listen, people are calling out Chris.
You're going to be wrong if you can't believe my
guy. Oh, that's right.
I'm an NBA guy, and I get stuff wrong occasionally. Yeah. It is what it is.
Not all the time.
Christian. You're the wizard. You are.
Oh,
and that is four.
That's what my dad loves that.
I didn't do it. You triggered it.
So Chris Kane.
Yes. And good morning, Pops.
Roger noticed this. He said, what is going on with Chris Kane that every break he moves the mic in front of the camera? What is he doing back there?
Yeah, because
what are you covering?
What am I covering? I'm covering just
your backside.
Lip readers. Yeah, exactly. All the lip readers out there. That's right. You know, Christian and I are having a conversation in here.
You haven't learned this move yet.
Every break, I always put the microphone against the camera.
Look at the camera. Yes. Look at the camera.
I always do that.
What about the covering your mouth with your hand?
Doing like they do in the baseball.
Yeah.
When they're talking to the people.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, you watch the shows on Thursdays. Joe Klein is constantly with his hand over his mouth.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, I always do that. I don't know why. It's a habit, and it's so that no one the break can go like, oh, they were talking about this or that. And Roger leaves his up all the time when we're talking in the break and doing stuff, and I always think to myself, I know someone's going to be able to figure out what he's talking about one day eventually. Roger, you know it's true. You're very animated in the breaks. You get the hands.
Very animated. Listen.
We're trying to keep him out of HR.
Happens at break time.
Thank God there's not an HR around here.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Jim turns her camera off on me.
Whitney says Steve should design a T-shirt that says, need help with allergies?
Right. Text exactly this right. number.
People are saying, so is Roger going to be doing spots for Claritin now?
Here's one. Justin,
or for Dude.
Someone says, Justin ain't got no drinking problem. He's got low T, hogball.
Oh, my gosh. Graffiti will be
It will be. Today's National Paul Day. Here's a couple we left off from Pinto, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Uh-huh. What about, is it now? I'm not a Catholic, so I should know. Is it Pope Paul? Is it the new Pope Paul? Is he a Paul?
Call in Joe Klein.
Pope John Paul II. I remember growing up.
Yeah, no, it's Pope Leo today. Leo. This current
John Paul.
That's right.
It was a Pope John Paul.
What about RuPaul?
Somebody mentioned RuPaul. Paul Giamatti, very good. Here's from the 870. As an older non-drinking father having two sons that have gone through alcohol addiction, I could sense this coming for some time with Justin and his family.
Sure.
So alcohol addiction affects everyone or your circle and starts with that first step of admitting you have a problem, need help. Stay the course, Justin and family. Yeah.
Again, that means you can see it right now. Just like in baldness. Doesn't matter what color you are.
Yeah.
Don't matter how old you are. Don't matter how much money you have. Alcohol and drugs. Welcomes all
addiction
anyway.
Paul Newman.
Yeah, we mentioned Paul earlier in the show. I think McCarty.
Is there a NASCAR Paul?
I don't know. Is there?
There was an IndyCar guy.
We got Paul Warfield.
That's a new one.
Paul Warfield. That's a good one.
Hey, just because Chris is here, I was going to throw. Do you know this guy is having a birthday today? Is it Kim Yong? He's
Kim
57.
Jong
he's
from Hangover?
He's Mr. Chow. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, he's a pretty good character actor, isn't he?
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Yeah. Does he have a line in the Hangover where he?
Isn't a rumor where he's all? Isn't he one of the main actors in that one's good buddy who got him into the job? You know, the good-looking dude.
Oh, we got
like what's his name? Yeah, isn't he? Like a doctor? I think he's a doctor.
He's actually
life.
A doctor. Yes. Or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. He goes. Yeah,
he starts doing. Oh, he grabs his.
He's naked in one of them. He jumps out of the truck naked and jumps on a Brad. What's his name? Is it Brad? Coleman. Bradley Cooper.
No, Cooper. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Very good. Yeah. Is Kim Yong? Kim Jong?
Kim Jong. Kim Jong. Yeah, he's a licensed physician. What did I say the other day that happened yesterday?
I said Mao.
Mao Young.
He went to Duke.
He went Mao Young.
Okay.
And then got his. Medical degree from North Carolina.
Our buddy John Vine says Paul Petrino. That's a Paul. Oh, there, wow. There is.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah, we're also.
Paul Simon.
Paul Simon. Nice. We're looking for. What's that?
I just said yes to Paul Simon. We didn't mention him for 2 hours.
Oh, so she said yes. All right. I know we're getting to the top of the hour. Chris, thanks so much, buddy. Have a great rest of the
week. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, guys. Thanks to Trader Bills. Go see him Little Rock and Hot Springs. Great ski boats and surf boats with Taigas and awesome pontoon boats, all obviously with Godfrey Pontoons. They got the best selection anywhere. Go see him Little Rock and Hot Springs location. They also have the best gas in their Hot Springs location. I've been told they have the best gas for your boat, so go and get it at their Hot Springs location today.
Glad you mentioned that. New Family Market's opening up down in Hot Springs as well. And it is a big Monday for Family Market. Chris, this
what
is for you.
That you are on our show.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, that just made me forget what I was going to say. That's okay. I know we got Bill Vickery coming up next. I forgot something about Steve I was going to share. Steve? He's doing a great job.
He's doing great.
He's such an asset. All right, Chris, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you.
Don't go away. Bill Vickery up next.
Rodney Carrington, live on stage.
If you're single and 50, nothing out there. It's like walking up on an avocado band. There's like seven left. Five are rotten, two are suspect. You just end up leaving with an onion.
Saturday, September 19th at Saracen Casino Event Center. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.